Public Health Ontario reported 1,031 new COVID cases today. The latest updates noted 742 recoveries and 4 new deaths. The December 3 updates provided by the province's Public Health Agency and the Ministry of Health also reported the following data: 7,212 active cases, up from 6,932 reported yesterday. 286 people are hospitalized with COVID-19. There are 127 COVID-positive patients in the ICU plus another 19 patients no longer testing positive for COVID-19. There are 79 COVID-positive patients on ventilators and another 13 patients on ventilators no longer testing positive for COVID. Among the new cases reported today are 504 unvaccinated, 27 partially vaccinated, and 442 fully vaccinated individuals. 58 cases were reported with vaccination status unknown. There are 88 unvaccinated, 12 partially vaccinated, and 61 fully vaccinated people hospitalized with COVID, but not in the ICU. There are 70 unvaccinated, 5 partially vaccinated, and 27 fully vaccinated people with COVID in the ICU. The 7-day average incidence rate by vaccination status is 13.6 cases per 100,000 unvaccinated people, 5.7 cases per 100,000 partially vaccinated people, and 3.3 cases per 100,000 fully vaccinated people. The province reported 39,748 tests were processed yesterday, resulting in a 2.9% positivity rate. Today's new cases include 63 newborns to 4-year-olds, 210 kids ages 5 to 11, 87 youth between 12 and 19 years old, 290 people between 20 and 39 years old, 247 people between 40 and 59 years old, 121 people between 60 and 79 years old, and 15 people over 79 years old. Public Health Ontario has confirmed 621,260 cases of COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic, and reported 604,027 recoveries and 10,016 deaths. Since the start of the pandemic, 31,427 people have been hospitalized with COVID and 6,211 of them were in intensive care units. The cumulative average incidence rate in the province is 4,216.5 cases per 100,000 people in Ontario. Ontario's average weekly incidence rate last week was 38.4 cases per 100,000 people, which is up by 17.4% compared to the week of November 17. For more on the province's breakdown of vaccination status, click here.